From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. How do inmates get where they need to be after their release from jail? The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has a new transportation program for inmates released from the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The Sheriff's Office providing inmates arrested in the outlying areas of the county the opportunity to have transportation back to the area where they were arrested. Inmates must have been booked into the facility with less than $5 and do not have means to purchase a bus ticket. The inmate must have been arrested outside the greater Eureka area. If the individual meets both criteria, they'll be offered a public transportation bus ticket. The ticket's provided using funds from the Inmate Welfare Fund. City of Eureka performing sewer maintenance inspections still, along with cleaning and repair work around the Red Lion Hotel in Eureka. They got underway with Phase 1 earlier in the week. It's expected to last 2 weeks and will be followed by installation of new sewer cleanouts, lining of the sewer mains, and other work. The work requires traffic control with detours around road closures in the area and will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather permitting. There will be controlled traffic and detours, and motorists should expect some delays. The Six Rivers National Forest and Redwood National Park gearing up for the 2018 fire season. If you're interested in finding out what this season might look like, Forest and Park staff are hosting some public meetings to discuss the upcoming season. One's happening at the Hoopa Fire Departments on June 28th, 5 to 7 p.m. Another at Six Rivers National Forest Headquarters on Monday, July 2nd from 4 to 6 p.m. Fire management staff will share the 2018 fire season outlook, then talk about how wildfires are fought to reduce risk to firefighters and public safety, property, infrastructure, and natural and cultural resources. National Weather Service staff will attend all the meetings to provide a fire weather outlook. Los Angeles World Airport's joining with United Airlines to welcome 13 middle and high school students and their chaperones from Humboldt County to LAX yesterday. Upon their arrival, staff members took the students on a tour of the airfield, explaining how passenger luggage is handled, sorted, and assigned, also the importance of following safety procedures at all times. The Eureka Police Department welcoming its newest K-9 team, Officer Christensen and K-9 Max. Officer Christensen and Max spent the past 2 months in Santa Rosa with Golden Gate K-9, being trained in patrol and narcotics operations. Max, a 2-year-old Belgian Malinois and German Shepherd mix, and was bred and raised in Mexico. He's trained in apprehending criminal offenders along with locating meth, heroin, and cocaine. Officer Christensen grew up in Eureka, a former Marine. He's been with the EPD for almost 4 years. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.